Well, hello guys. Now, I'm not a game reviewer. I'm just a guy who's got a Meta Quest 3 and trying a few games. But I'm just going to tell you what I thought of these two games in front of you there. First of all, Fisherman's Tale, which I got really nice and cheap. I didn't get it on Steam, though. And it's not a game that you actually walk about either. You kind of sort of only have a few places to go. But it's done very well. And the storyline's okay, too. And the graphics are quite well done. It's a kind of puzzly game, but what I liked about it, there was no time limit on it. And when you stopped playing and when you started again, you started where you left off. Not exactly a long game, but I guess you get what you pay for. I'm probably one of the last people to play that game, because it's pretty old. Well, there's a match, so am I. Now everybody was raving about the next game, I Expect to Die. In fact, they got two other games out, Expect to Die 2, Expect to Die 3. But for some reason, Expect to Die the first one is holding its price. It's not really expensive, but it's not real cheap either. And you know, it's a very, very repetitive game. You're basically in a room somewhere and you have to do a certain amount of things. Say, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7. Another puzzly game. I kinda like them. And it's kinda trial and error. Of course, you die a lot. But let's say you do 4 things, and then you die. But you have to start the mission back at the beginning again. And all the things you've done before, with the narration exactly the same. And let's face it, you die a lot. So you have to start the mission over again and again, and do exactly the same things. I felt like a monkey, being trained. Okay, so it had a lot of comedy in it. It's not bad. But I got bored with it very quickly, doing exactly the same things, over and over again. And it's kind of set up in a certain way that you're going to die. They know that. They give you some information, but not enough. And I remember the older games, the way they used to drag them out. They made boss battles. And they knew you were going to die loads of times in the boss battles. And that was just to draw the game out. I did finish the game, but it took me quite some time because I got bored quickly. And I won't be buying 2 or 3 because they are, believe they're the same. I generally like games where you've got to explore and check out a few things and work it out. But with this game, you just try something and you actually blow up, so you know not to do that again. I guess it's some purchase type of game, but it's not mine. Anyway, there you go, guys. That's my sort of idea on them. You take it easy now.